Welcome to everyone. Is there something to be shared or discussed? So Vasishtha keeps on and last time he was asking us to like really reach to recall this experience of separation and and when you recall this experience of separation, you know, still there will be focus towards outside. So also if you can focus towards inside and then focusing inside will like enable you to truly recall that experience, because even at first place experience was not like whole, you know, experience was more one-sided. And he's saying, certainly recognizing that you will like to stay there, you know, like just to be whole, not separate. And so he was saying that vicharin, you know, vicharin means like this whole process of recalling the experience of separation. And even when you recall what is recorded there is like focusing outside, you know, not attempt to like how it feels behind, and recalling that, try to feel how it is behind And once you really recall, or not recall, you know, it's relive kind of this. He's saying like certainly you will like to join, not separation, this. Being whole, not separate, and like this, he's saying like this could be a technique, a way to join what is. So this is what he was talking last time. Of course, he likes to talk, feels like, because still is continuing. So one way could be that he really likes to talk. Another way could be that Ram still has not understood. So whatever is the case, you know, at least for me is good, because then I can also talk, you know. So. So now he's saying, avidyaya vasanaya taya antaschit sattaya vilinaya tyagvasat param shreyo adhikamyate. So he's saying like recalling this, not recalling, you know, I'm using again because it's not part of memory. So it could be said reliving, reliving like this experience he referred. He's saying, you know, suddenly you will see that separation which I have taken over is really my misunderstanding, because at the time of experiencing this, I was focusing outside, focusing, and because of that, certainly I felt lacks and I felt I should fulfill my likes and in order to fulfill those desires became my friends. And of course, in order to keep them alive, I have to make a potential individual kind of plate within me, chitta. And certainly I have to make in such a way that it felt like existing, you know, really being there. So I really created and felt as if it has its own existence. And certainly now, by reliving that experience, it kind of dissolved. But of course, what is left is the effect of like this technique, like still something is kind of making it up, the effect of technique I used, so that feels like still there. And if you can also recognize like this little bit effect of technique, you know, because of effect of technique maybe is not natural. So he's asking Ram, if you really recognize and let go of also that, then he's saying Sreyo Adhikamyate. Then you will reach to like this. Blossoming, the quality of blossoming in itself. You know, there is like a kind of blossoming we know, which is dependent on conditioning, kind of like, you know, blossoming of, say, lotus is conditioned in the seed. And if seed is not there, you know, this blossoming will not happen. Like the all blossoming which we know, it's conditioned. And Sreyo means blossoming, which is like, it's very difficult to understand, kind of, you know, like really mind cannot know this, like, you know, this is the thing which will not be understood by mind. Is no way, because always mind will understand, you know, wrong. So so like the Shreyas means, you know, kind of like blossoming of the life, you know, not blossoming of the conditioning. So saying like, if all these conditions stay, like you will flourish through through non-conditioning blossoming, kind of like Sreyo. I can, like, this is how I feel like translating Sreyo, you know, like, if all this happens, certainly this non-conditioning blossoming will happen. Yes, please.
What is meant by the effects of the technique?
You know, because like what yeah, like, you know, like say when you like sit here, and sitting means like there can be a state, you know, you sit here and suddenly you are swept, you know, by the energy, you know, without using any technique, you know, like that also happens many times. But many times is you sit here and then like you give some kind of command that, you know, I have to be quiet. So you are quiet, but because the effect of command. You know, this quietness is not natural. Like the effect of command is there, you know. It could be very, very subtle. So this is what he's saying, like, you know, since you are using a technique, so certainly there will be like this effect of like, it could be like very, very low, but it's still.
So it like carries on?
It carries on, kind of. So that's why he's saying like, you know, just here, just be careful because you could be feeling, you know, this calmness, this peace, but it's not really peace, you know. It's peace because of the command. So also you have to let go of that. And then only meaning of peace will come to, kind of, you know, somehow come to you. So, like this is, you know, like this Sreyo, this non-conditioned blasphemy, you know. Only, otherwise, you know, because it's like, you know, this non-conditioned blaspheming, it's like so, it gives us so much freedom that even this effect of technique will keep it quiet, you know, will not allow, kind of, it's like a, like even kind of a, you know, it doesn't even, like it's so probably loving, you know, probably freedom giving, that it doesn't want even to kind of like little bit, you know, push. It only, so all pushes, you know, we have to take care of, otherwise, if there is any kind of push from us, life will give us freedom, you know, to keep that. This is what he's saying, like, you know, you really have to take care of all what you created. And only when that is not there, like, you know, this non-conditional blaspheming will happen.
It's not wrong to use a technique in the first place.
Eh?
It's not wrong.
Because there is no other way, you know.
Yeah.
Without technique, you know, I don't think that how.
You have to just be aware of the subtle.
Yeah, effects. You know, that's why, you know, he's saying like, this time he's saying like, no.
Mm.
Like he's not, kind of, you know, it's not like a planned kind of, you know, statement. Like, you know, he's making steps and seeing and kind of saying,
yeah.
Like, you know, once you are in Ramgarh, you know, there are no shops. So you have to, you know, buy in Nainital and go there, kind of, like this, you know. Yes, please. Yeah, you know, because, like, you know, when you feel, like if you just keep on feeling, you will feel also that I'm holding it. It's not held by itself, you know. There is something, and another way to experience is, like, you know, if you let go of that, the technique, suddenly you will find, you know, I should eat chocolate or whatever, you know. in my case, gulab jamun, you know, kind of, yeah. Like, so, like two ways to acknowledge, giving yourself freedom, you know. That's why yesterday we gave this free day to really see, you know, if it is like holding hand or something, you know, like that, just to recognize that. Yes, please.
Could we go back just one step?
Mm-hmm.
It's still unclear to me what is separated from what.
Yeah.
Is this a...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, certainly,
body,
you know.
From the body?
No, it has nothing to do with body. It's like prior to have the body.
Prior to
come to the, like this effect of nature. Like, you know, bodies like really come very late. Bodies we have. Like after a long process, you know, bodies appear. So it's long before the body.
Well, would it be before the body is created, like as there's an embryo, you know?
Embryo is what?
In mother's belly.
No. Like this is like very far, you know. Like what? The body is the, you know, the mother, you know, the womb. It's like very far from what he's talking, isn't it? We really have to go very, very back, you know.
But I think his question is back in time or back in consciousness or back.
Back in, you know, back in, like, back where time starts, kind of. Like, we have to be in this age of where time starts this way, and this way is no time. So. Where?
Now, this is for like everyone, or like you and me, or I mean, it's something that happens back in time.
Maybe like before time, you know, because time started after this experience. Like, you know. You know, there is like this, and then start of time, this side.
So is it like before there was ever a human being or a...
Yeah, like human being also comes like very, you know, very late. You know, like it's much before all this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's difficult to imagine.
It, certainly, you know, that's why I said, you know, like it's like mind cannot guess it. You know, it will always guess wrong. So the only way is to via experience. You know, like only way is not use mind for this. Use mind for, you know, every other thing, you know, like eating, you know, picking what you like, you know, colors you like, but not for this, you know.
So the unconditional blessing is the only way it can manifest is spontaneously.
Yeah, you know, I think, yeah, I cannot say spontaneous acts, you know, is also there, you know. I think spontaneity is part of time. No, spontaneity, it is still in time. Yeah, so, you know, I don't know which word will fit there. Yeah.
But it doesn't come about.
It doesn't come?
It doesn't come about with techniques. That's what you're saying.
You know, certainly techniques until, you know, like from Bangkok to Delhi, you have to use aeroplane. You know, there is no other way. So there, certainly you have to use aeroplane. But after Delhi, you know, you have to use taxi. Then, you know, train. Then again taxi, kind of, you know, like that way. It's not like, nothing is, not, like you cannot say that anything has been unhelpful, you know. Like some point, that has been helpful. Maybe now not.
So the techniques, because there's so many techniques from so many different traditions.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's like only one of them will, you know, will be, you know, good enough for you. So it's so many because we are also so many. Mm-hmm. It's not like that one person has to use so many. You know. Mm. Like one will work for you.
But what Vasishtha is saying is that mm-hmm. in the end we have to let go of all these techniques.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, he's just making us aware, you know, mm-hmm. like still you might be feeling peace. You know, like even when like you run AC, air conditioning, mm-hmm. it's created, but still you feel good. Like even it's when it's created peace, you know, you really feel, you know, if nobody is pointing out, it will be difficult to know that there is something, some other kind of peace. So this is why he's kind of pointing out, you know, certainly you are enjoying, but still look that there is some kind of like still effect of yourself to condition this.
So the technique mm-hmm. is to help you to recall this moment or to feel
this
moment that was before time.
Mm-hmm. You know, not technique, maybe like there also, techniques really helps you to bring you to this border, you know, like this, like very, very. And then this maybe reliving, you know, happens because you are spending time there. You know, like their techniques helps you to go back and, you know, like reach by the border, like of this recalling. And then something else will.
Well, is it akin to liberation? I mean, is that what liberation? Is that what we're talking
about? Yeah, that's, you know, he's always talking about that, liberation, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this is kind of like his story, you know, his story is like this liberation, mm-hmm. and then, you know. Using many, many words for that. Yes, please.
I'm just thinking about like the potential that allows us to practice a technique.
Mm-hmm.
And that potential is not the end of the technique at all. So
mm-hmm.
I can use technique
mm-hmm.
as much, like all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And that technique wouldn't be a hindrance.
Like, you know, if you like what he's saying, you know, rely, but also some point you also have not to rely. You know, it's not that, like generally, like, you know, as human mind, you know, like we just want to hold on to something, you know, like this is our habit to hold on to anything, you know? Like generally, like, you know, like if you watch, you know, human, you know, they can hold on to anything, you know? Like anything, like any stupid thing, like, you know, if it is on television, you know, certainly, like, you will find some people who are holding on to that. And I think he really knows our habit. So that's why he's saying, like, you know, just use it, but not hold on.
So this comes back to what you were saying, I think, on the first day or the second day. Vasishtha is talking about three things, I think. Right? Like, don't remember what was the first one, but the second one he said was renunciation. And then the third one was to look for what calms the mind or what calms the heart, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
rather than any technique or system which only makes the mind more busy. So,
yeah.
This is actually pointing to that.
Pointing to that, you know, that.
On the first day?
Yeah. You know, because it's like there is like a, there are techniques which can activate mind, you know. Like now the whole world is full of that, you know. Like anything, you know, we buy, it's activating mind. You know, like there is like those kind of technique. Also in spirituality, you know, it's also much used. Kind of, you know, like this mental experiences, you know, and they really feel, wow, you know, kind of. They are good, you know, like, I'm not saying that they are not good, but then there is no end to them. You know, like, so, like some point, you know, we really have to be kind of like, if we really want end, you know, if we don't want, then it's really good to keep on, you know. This mountain, then there will be another mountain, then another, then another, then another. You know, there is no end to peaks. So if we, like, as long as we are not kind of a, I can use word bored from going to peaks. Like actually, when we are bored from going to peaks, then only spirituality starts. Spirituality.
Sorry, bored or bored?
Kind of bored, you know,
bored.
Like, yeah, boredom. Mm-hmm. Like when we really see, like, life, you know, it's beautiful, mm-hmm. but it's not good enough. Mm-hmm. Like, it's what I am looking for, life cannot give. Mm-hmm. You know, this way of reaching to peaks cannot give, at least that. And only then, spirit, like you really look back. Like, you know, as long as peaks are giving excitement, you know, we look those, you know. Always there is this, and once you arrive there, there is will be another, then another, then another. And but, like there comes a time in life that some either bored or you have gone in so many peaks that you say, okay, bus, you know, bus. I don't want to find any more upper road, you know. And then you really try to, you know, come back. So it's like the difficulty, you know, is like, because still many of us are enjoying the peaks. So when I have to speak, like, you know, with mixed people, like, you know, some of us are enjoying still peak, then it's very difficult to kind of, you know, to make everyone understand. If that wish is there, then it will be very easy, because you really started turning back, and you understand what is turning back. So certainly, like, you know, he's talking like to turn by, you know, not to enjoy more peaks.
So that means the journey ends only when we decide to end it.
Certainly, you know, like there is no, like, in the freedom or the life really makes us so free that we can use as long as we want to go for peaks. We can use life as long as we want for excitement, you know. Life will never ask us, you know, don't use this way anymore, kind of, you know. Nobody, not even whisper, you know. Like it's so much freedom giving. That it doesn't, you know, it will never say to us. We really have to know this at some point.
Mm-hmm.
maybe I'm not using right word, you know, bored. Bored is not the right word, actually. Bored is like, is mostly used for the mind, you know. And it's like somewhere like life has to really see, you know, something.
Disillusioned?
Yeah, maybe disillusioned, yeah. You know, something life has to, you know, feel, not the mind, you know. Certainly, yeah.
Than probably most of us.
Yeah, yeah. Certainly.
I mean, it almost seems beyond. It's beyond. It's beyond me.
Certainly.
I can just, I can imagine that state.
Yeah. Maybe kind of like, a, you know, like, but it's still like if you see Leniji, you know, like it's certainly beyond, but something in you, you know, really feels good about it. Like, you know, also that part, you know, that part is also there, you know. Suddenly, you know, like, it's like we can say, you know, like, you know, if you are very accurate, you will say this is waste of time. But this statement you cannot make because you know that, you know, I don't know, but some part of me really likes it. No, like, what I'm saying is, I'm not wrong, you know. Or I am, you know. If I'm, please let me know. It's like, you know, life is, I think, you know, we really rely on knowledge, you know, rely on knowing very much. But it's like, there is that knowledge, you know, some depth that knowledge cannot touch. And then what happens like is we try to match with knowledge. And then kind of like, you know, we use all our ability and still we find, you know, it's not enough. Like, you know, it doesn't match what is going on there. It doesn't match with any statement, with any kind of knowledge we have. So it's like, I think it's certainly beyond, you know. But not so much beyond that you don't feel any use. Because if it is that beyond, then you will not be here. Like certainly beyond, but not that beyond that you are left without use. You know, certainly, you know, it's not understood is apple juice, mango juice, you know, which kind of juice, you know. But something is going on there, you know. Yes, please.
First, when you say that, uh-huh. I feel
yeah.
Like no more spiritual search.
Yeah.
But I come to this retreat and I realise I can learn a lot from this retreat. So I think, oh, okay, I should come to more and more retreats.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see other people here who have come to lots and lots of retreats.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, I think, oh,
gosh, do I have to do all that? Wouldn't it be nice to... it sounds a bit like a Advaita teaching, Ramana Maharishi, no more spiritual search. So it would be nice to feel, ah, I'm here, and let's forget all this stuff, and just relax. But I realize if I do that, then there still seems to be something more to learn.
So probably like our mind, you know, really wants to make, you know, either advaita, you know, either relax or like what this guenka, you know, vipassana, like, you know. These are the two poles where we want to be. And like as far as, you know, we understand, you know, we want you to be in between, you know, neither in Goenka nor in Ramana Maharshi, you know, just be in between and enjoy. Kind of this is what we feel like, you know, providing that kind of space. Because, like, you know, what Ramana Maharshi says is his experience. After having done very long practices, you know, after giving his life to practices, and he comes to that.
So it could be after 10 retreats here.
Yeah.
I'm ready to stay in Tiru.
maybe not. You know, I think, you know, like if you are there, then you will not like Tiru. You know, like even if Ramana Maharshi is today, he will say, this mountain is very dirty, you know, because people around this, you know, don't understand anything. So he will not prefer that mountain anymore. And you also will not prefer. But, you know, some like nice place, you know. And then, you know, I will come and you will offer chai and those things will happen, you know.
That sounds nice and
relaxing.
Yeah, wherever, you know. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
So if someone says, no more techniques, enough is enough, right? Bas.
Yeah, but this should come from individual, not from anybody sitting in the place of teacher. A teacher, like going to teacher, means I haven't understood. Like making this effort to reach to teacher means I don't understand. And if I don't understand, this statement will not make me understand. So...
Can you repeat?
It's kind of, like, you know, if you can repeat, Like it's very difficult for me to kind of, you know, because it's like memory is not working when I'm speaking.
He said if we go to the trouble to go to a teacher, it means we don't understand, we want some help. So then in that case, if the teacher says, you don't need any help, it's not a helpful teaching.
Okay.
And if the teacher says, don't do anything, give up your technique, it won't be effective.
You know, because all this has to, all this has to come through you, you know. It cannot be sold. You know, this is not like a, you know, in the shop, this cannot be kept. You know, in the shop, only techniques can be kept, you know. All other things, you know, can be kept. Like, we cannot open a shop. You know, I open a shop and I say, oh, no, I have nothing, you know, in my shop. So you'll say, you know, Why are you opening yourself, you know?
So that means that if I say, right, like enough is enough, right? And
yeah, but not say, you know?
Yeah.
Just like really, you know? It's not like saying is very easy, you know, like, you know,
yeah.
Like one morning you wake up and you decide, okay, I say enough. That will also not work, you know. It's not from, you know, this faculty. You know? Yeah.
because the samskaras and vasanas are still there.
You know, because many things will be there, you know. Like even when you say, like, you know, to say, you know, you like Tiru, you are there, and you say, no techniques, and kind of. So you can play for a couple of hours, you know. And if you are, like, very brave, you know, you will play 1 week, you know. But then, you know, like, something else will come, you know, like. Then you have to, like, have your room locked, you know, really all windows closed, because nobody is seeing me kind of chanting mantra, you know. Mm. Like, suddenly, like, you will chant, but inside the room, you know, really locked, and, you know, that nobody sees. And always your mind will be not in chanting, you know, seeing the windows, you know. All those games will happen, you know. Some point, you know, that kind of, like, you become, like, refined, and, you know, like, just that kind of, like, more happens, you know. So we can have some quiet time.